Good afternoon, lovely people. It's Over 40s Health here. I started this podcast after going through gynecological surgery in March the 10th, 2020. And now, to date, it's my third anniversary since my myomectomy surgery, my major surgery. Health situation to date. Touch wood that I don't have any more, but without going off on a tantrum right now, because sometimes I can do that if I'm tired or if I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. I've been well fed and oiled, so to speak. But I started this podcast after going for my gynecological surgery, myomectomy, in March 2020. I started it in May 2020. I want to help like-minded people to myself. They have gone through a gynecological surgery, particularly a myomectomy, because that's my forte, and I can share a lot of personal stories and tips and tricks for you. Or if you're thinking of going through a myomectomy, that's great. But anyone who believes in women's health, stick with me and my journey, and we'll make it a good time. I primarily podcast on the go, as it states in my podcast, a diary, an audio diary. But I will share with you what I learned to do with my health, both mentally and physically, and from time to time. Oh, that was a mouthful, friends. So it's now 13:49. It was 13:47. I started the introduction on the 11th of March. Yesterday, as you heard from the start, viewers paying close attention. I'm sure you were. I'm sure you lovely people are aware. But yesterday you may have heard that it was my anniversary, 3 years on from my myomectomy experience. Well, you may wonder, how do I feel to date? I feel absolutely amazing. Although it's taken me time to get back into the world of work, it's taken me time to learn habits and behaviour, because I'm that much more succinctful now. I'm that much more aware. I'm that much more doing things with a consciousness. Although sometimes I do sometimes overthink things. And like when I went to the store today, the Asda, although it was manic because there was kids and people walking up and down the store, and it's not the biggest store, but it's a store that everyone uses within the vicinity where I am, without saying where I am. So whilst I didn't need to do a big shop, but I just wanted to pick up some bits because I'm on a specific diet and I'm lactose intolerant. I always need plant milk, friends. I always like to have my plant milk because I do like sometimes to have that milky drink, or a nice Cokie drink, or a nice hot chocolate, or a nice banana drink with peanut butter. Those kind of comforting drinks. And I felt really wheezy last night, and even today. Really, I shouldn't really be going out because I still feel a bit chesty. Now that I got in plant milk, and because sometimes, friends, when you're alone, you have to take the rough with the smooth, and you have to kind of just grin and bear things. And sometimes it's nice when you have a partner or something, because they can stop out or go places for you, and they can pick up things and pick up bits. But because I live so far away from my parents, unfortunately my parents can't just nip to the shop and just get me something, because it's like a good 2 hours and a bit on a train, or even on a coach. It's like sometimes they can even take up to 3 hours sometimes if they diverge to other places. So that's kind of a little bit gritty, because I don't get to see my parents often, and I have to communicate via WhatsApp application message or email, so to speak. But it's all right. I don't mind, because I've chosen that lifestyle and I feel great today. And although I'm far, sometimes the further away we are, friends, they say absence make the heart go fonder. I do truly believe that saying and statement, because I think it's true. Absence does make the heart grow fonder in some circumstances. Although sometimes I do feel really lonely, and I do long for that little hubby or that little cuddle from a little person. But I know I'll have little tiny pitter-patter feet one day. I know I will get my bambina. I even thought of it today when I watched one episode of The Wrong Side of the Tracks. And this girl, she claims she's pregnant now. Without saying any spoiler alerts, because it's a very good watch, although it's really gritty. It's a very good watch today. And I've been indulging in my Netflix, because that's what kind of is keeping me occupied, so to speak, once I am unemployed, as well as once I've been taking time for my health and nutrition today, and looking for a job. So sometimes in gritty times, like being unemployed, for example, or after a health situation, if you're in the early stages of your recovery, it can get boring. It can sometimes often feel like you're in prison, but you're not. So it's finding something to do that's going to keep you occupied, but keep you succinct, but make you feel fulfilled, if that makes sense. So I want to encourage you, friends, today, whichever part of the globe you're in, just find that something that will make you happy. Today, early hours of the morning, I was succinctful once again. I brought two new games in from the Argus store in the United Kingdom, and they got a deal on at the minute, £2 for £20. So I'm lapping up certain things what I can. Today, I also want to say, friends, that I've been downgraded for the website that I had with Superpass, so I'm on the free forever plan. I don't know if I can update my podcast setting that's on that site. It may still work. I have asked a question, but they just wrote a little short note, so I will put in another request and ask some more questions, because while I've got that for my podcast and people can still go on that site to listen to my podcast, if that makes sense, I believe that's the case, it won't be an active website, if that makes sense. So that's great for me, because I was able to use that money yesterday to buy a new electric blanket, because I really need it, because I'm trying to be succinct for friends with my energy, because my gas goes down super fast. So once that comes in towards the end of the week, which is the 17th roughly of March, and that's St. Patrick's Day in the United Kingdom, St. Patrick's Day, I may come in and do a little short briefing, but it's an Irish tradition in the United Kingdom, and I will share more, because right now I can't think of all the history and all the things off the top of my head. But it's Mother's Day 2 days later in March this year in the United Kingdom as well. I've already got my mom a nice teddy bear from about a month ago. I saw it in Poundland in the United Kingdom, and I thought, I've got to have that. That'd be nice for my mom. So I just lapped up that possibility and bought online. And I do like online shopping. It's just sometimes it can be a bit finical, because there's a lot of scams out there, friends, and you just got to be mindful of how you're paying for things. And if systems go down, there's people waiting at the other end to just tap into people's computers and tablets. And I got one unexpected transaction yesterday, which I'm going to be sorting out. It's from the United States, because I see the United States dollar behind it. About £20.30 came out of my account, so I want to try and claim that. I know it's not much, or some people may not think it's much, but when you're on a low budget, that can be a lot. That could help me with my gas, for example. That can help me with all the stuff. So that's the only downfall, should I say, that has happened. But for the most part, I'm well. I'm grateful. I've had 3 hot chocolates right now, and a little bit of a like smoothie with a little bit of Meridian chocolate peanut butter today. I kept on taking it a little bit, so I've had like little bits on 8 spoons, so to speak. So for me, I try to be conscientious, and although peanut butters and nut butters are my weaknesses, but I'm really, really trying hard, friends, because I don't want that weight on. And when I went to the Asda store today in the United Kingdom to pick up a few bits, I saw a girl. She must have been a teenage girl, but she was with her family, and I saw like her belly and everything all exposed. I thought of the saying that it was a Jamaican lady, and they sometimes say things like in their accent and in their dialect, but it came to my mind how she would say it. She would say something like, her belly's all hanging out the door, meaning that her belly's, everything's exposed, basically, friends. But I'm not going to copy people, but it's just little moments like that, friends. Do you have little moments when you're thinking of what other people say and it makes you smile, what they say and how they say things? Yeah, that was a little moment, and I just wanted to share that with you. But it's been great for the most part. I'm just taking time myself, and I'm saying that it's my weekend because I'm just so grateful, friends, that I'm alive today. I'm just so grateful that I came through surgery 3 years on now, and I feel great today. Highlight to date, I would say, and I must tell you this, friends, I don't have to, but I love to share. I love to share things that I think is going to benefit you and help you going forward. So to date, it was a bit physical this morning because I thought I would put on weight a little bit, because I was like having a lot of oats yesterday because I didn't have plant milk and I didn't want to go to the store. But the oats sometimes makes an oat kind of milk, so I had that in little bits and little doses in my teas and in my hot drinks, Coke air drinks as well. And I was doing a lot of running, so I guess it made me have a negative energy balance and I was being succinct for. So even though I had a late toast just after 10 o'clock, about 10 minutes or so after 10 o'clock, and I don't like to even eat after 10 o'clock, but I am now, without further ado, 39.5 kilograms. I feel so great. I feel really great. I'm doing my sit-ups. I'm doing my pelvic lifts once again, being succinct for. I'm having my nutritional meals. I'm not having too much sugar or try to have too much sugar. It's been amazing. So I lost, from midweek, 200 grams, which is almost half a pound. So I'm so grateful. I'm really, really grateful. And I'm just trying to get also good vitamins. So it's not just about me losing weight and being a smaller and lighter frame, because the doctor did say I can put on weight, but it's about me being succinctful and having things that's going to be nutritionally good for my body, because I'm always mindful now about the sugars and the salts and the oils, because I see the hospital now. I picture those tubes, I picture my body, I picture like the skeletal in a way, and that tube's getting blocked. I visually picture myself and picture things not working properly in the body, if that makes sense. So that helps me, and I feel like, oh, I don't want that to happen, or I don't want certain things to happen, so I don't want to go down that road. And whilst I can be indulgent sometimes, and we all can, we go up and down in psyche, it's always good to take time for oneself. I did a lovely morning meditation today for just a while. It must have been less than 2 minutes, but it just felt good. And I, once I'd done that, friends, I felt convicted to do certain tasks. The first task I did was go on Argus, and I felt convicted to buy myself the games. Even though I didn't know my way in, I felt convicted, and it's been amazing. So I just really wanted to share a little bit of things. Tomorrow, the 12th of March, will be officially the day that I came out of the hospital. I got discharged in the evening around after 6. I got home around 1930, approximately 3 years ago. So it's kind of like my weekend. I may come back in and add to the podcast show, but today I've been watching The Wrong Side of the Tracks, and I'm on season 2 episode 2. It's been amazing. I feel a little bit parched. I'm going to get another hot drink, and then I'm going to go for a run in my flat a little bit, and yeah, just keep warm. I'm getting in my Tesco shop, which is going to be my main shop to date. So I decided to do a delivery, because I haven't been too well, friends, because I've still been chesty and still taking time to sift out any cold or any bad bacteria, so to speak. But so hopefully my Tesco shop is due to come in the evening tomorrow, God willing, life be spared. So I'm going to make sure and ensure that money's in my account and everything's all right with that. I may want to add a few salad stuff like tomatoes, just to make a nice salad, and vanilla extract and vanilla essence, whichever word you fancy. But I'm going to add one of those, because I plan to do some baking of some sort. I'm thinking a scone, an English scone. If you're not aware of it, I'm sure you lovely people are. It's like a bread kind of tea kind of cake. So I was thinking to have that with some dairy-free cream that I'm planning to get in from the Tesco's, and make a nice jam, either a blueberry jam with chia seeds or maybe an orange jam. But I'm thinking blueberries, because I got in some blueberries today from the Asda. So sometimes when you don't really want to go out and might be procrastinating, you do feel good when you do get a few bits in, because it can make you happy, so to speak, to have nice nutritional foods, nice healthy foods. And I've got my wholemeal bread flour as well, so I feel great today, friends. But I just wanted to say happy Saturday, take time for yourself, and I will be with you lovely people shortly. Bye for now, and thank you very much for coming in to listen to this anniversary podcast little chit-chat segment, and I will be with you shortly. If you're new in, welcome to an audio diary, a personal health journey. I'm Over 40s Health, and if you're a more seasoned listener, welcome again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now, friends. Love ya, and stay safe, stay warm, because I know in the United Kingdom it's going to be another yellow warning tonight at 6 p.m. where I am in the Midlands. they say, right up until the next day. So there's going to be more chances of sleet and snow. Yeah, I got that right. Yeah, there's going to be more chances of snowy, sleety kind of weather, and it's going to be really cold. So I'm just keeping, take time for yourself, be safe, take time and do something you love. I probably will play some Nintendo Switch maybe later. Definitely, I'll try and get that done. But yeah, I have been downgraded on my plan for my podcast, so I'm on the Free Forever plan. As I stated in the front of the podcast, the beginning of the podcast, I don't know how it works, but I'm pretty sure that if you want to check out my podcast on the website, you can probably check it out on the website. But I'll let you know more about it in the coming days and months, and yeah, hopefully I'll sort out everything with my content creation as well. Bye for now, love, bye.
Good morning, lovely people. Over 40's health here. Hello, welcome to Sunday, April the 30th. In the United Kingdom, where I am, it's 11:25 hours. Hello, welcome. Now, one sees a lot of images daily, or not, if one is visually impaired. However, whether one is visually impaired, that is not what I was going to say, but... or what I had written, but let's continue. Physically impaired, one can still go through flashes of images a day. The brain is a complex muscle, but mysterious machines, just like our bodies, and it is important to treat them well, as well as take time for them to exercise it daily. And that's my little spontaneous bit I have added. Tune in to the podcast. Flashes and past events after a health situation. Bye for now, lovely people. Happy Sunday.